Well, we're here in the city of Cambridge, where I live, in order to alert people to the extraordinary Blessed Inshallah project that we now have in the city for creating Cambridge's first custom-made mosque.
I moved in Cambridge in 1966, September, which is 42 years ago. 42 years ago, and I've seen many changes in the Muslim community. MashaAllah community has grown. For the last few years, we've been struggling for prayer space and Jummah. To accommodate everybody is not possible in this place.
So we just decided, let us try to have two congregations, although the structure of this building, as it is, doesn't permit it really well.
We've been worshipping in about six or seven different places, old church halls and other spaces, different parts of town, for years and years now, ever since the early 60s when we had the first Salatul Jummah in Cambridge. But what the city really needs now, with a growing number of people who are worshipping, praying, coming to the mosque, breaking the fast in Ramadan, saying their tarawih and, of course, Eid prayers, is a proper purpose-built mosque.
As-sababu thani, wa huwa al-aham. أن هذا المركز يوجد من الرجال الأكفاء وعلى رأسهم الأستاذ الدكتور الشيخ عبد الحكيم مراد من يمكن أن يجعلوه أو أن يجعلوا منه مركزا نموذجيا ينتفع الناس به ويعرض صورة الإسلام الناصعة.
So what we've done, alhamdulillah, is to buy about an acre of land on Mill Road in Cambridge, very close to the current building. And the intention is, inshallah, to tear down the warehouse that's there at the moment and to build something which, inshallah, is worthy of the religion and also worthy of the city of Cambridge.
I think this very same city, very well-known city around the world, always needed something like that, needed a proper Islamic center, which will include the mosque, which is the main and core part, the essential, the essence of every Muslim community.
ووجود الرجال أصعب من وجود المراكز. يوجد في أوروبا وفي غيرها من البلدان العديد من المراكز الإسلامية، لكن من الصعب أن تجد الكفاءات التي تجعل من هذا المركز صرحا حقيقيا.
But what we need at the moment is about £10 million. We need not just a prayer hall, not just a minaret and a dome, but we need a cafeteria where we can welcome not just Muslims but non-Muslims as well in a friendly environment. We need a place where the youth can meet. We need a place where dead people can be respectfully handled and washed for the cemetery. We don't have any such facilities in Cambridge at the moment.
وأرى أنه من الأولويات التي ينبغي أن يساهم فيها من استطاع المساهمة. مع ما فيها من الأجر عند الله عز وجل والوعد بالبيت في الجنة المقطوع من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعموم من بنى مسجدا.
So inshallah, if we can get this together, this will really be a turning point in the history of Islam in Cambridge. This is an important city, and with the idhn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the good intentions of Muslim donors, inshallah, this dream can become a reality.